Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Free. And we were looking at sections again in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and then into chapter 9. And I want to read to us just a verse or two here from 2 Corinthians chapter 9. The Apostle Paul, as we've been saying, is talking to the Corinthian church about this offering that they're taking up to help the struggling saints in Jerusalem. The Gentile churches across the Greco-Roman world are really coming to the financial aid of the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem and in that area who are struggling. And the Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthians really to encourage them and inspire them. They had started collecting for this offering the year before. And the Apostle Paul is writing to them to say, you know, finish that work. Give generously. But he says this, he says in verse 6 and 7, the point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. He says, guys, give generously, because God then blesses generously. But he says, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. That's so important, right? The Apostle Paul is writing to them again with the express purpose of saying, guys, I do want you to participate in this offering. I do want you to give generously to your brothers and sisters who are in need, but I don't want anyone to do that reluctantly or under compulsion, feeling like this is something I have to do to get the Apostle Paul off my back or to get God off my back. He says, no, I want you to decide in your heart what you want to give and do it joyfully. Do it cheerfully. That's what that word means, to do it with joy or in high spirits, to do it knowing, God, you have given me everything. We read from verse 9 last week in chapter 8, where the Apostle Paul says that by his poverty, Jesus stepped down out of heaven, and by his poverty, we have become rich, that we give because of what God has done for us, that God has given to us. And so give joyfully. And I shared just an illustration on Sunday where I said, I was talking to our kids in the room because we had our crew kiddos with us. And, you know, I said, kids, imagine your parents tell you, you know, to go clean your room, and you obey. You go upstairs promptly and you clean your room. But on the way up the stairs, you stomp your feet all the way up. And you just kind of fuss and complain, and you've got a bad attitude the entire time that you do it. I said, you know, parents, how do we handle those moments? And you know, I had to admit, oftentimes as parents, we're tired and we don't always get it right. And so sometimes we just go, whatever, I don't care. As long as the room is clean at the end, I don't care how you do it. And I said, but probably in the better moments when we're being thoughtful about it, we sit down with the child afterwards and we say, hey, you know, I'm glad that you obeyed. I'm glad you went and cleaned your room, but tell me what's going on with your heart. Why are you so angry? Why the stomping up the stairs? Why the bad attitude? All I ask was that you cleaned your room. And I ask our kiddos, I said, why do your parents sit down and ask you those questions? Why do they, you know, why do they bother asking you those questions? And I said, it's because as parents, we care more than we care about the room being clean. We care about the person that you're becoming. We care about our children. We care about their hearts. We care about what's going on inside of them. And we care about the person they are becoming. And I said, it's very similar in our relationship with God. God does not need the Corinthians' money. He doesn't need our money. Yes, he uses it to accomplish things. He uses it for the kingdom. He uses it to meet the needs of other believers, but God could do that other ways if he wanted to. And so when he calls us to do something, it is not simply about getting the task done. It's also about the person that we're becoming. God looks at our hearts, and the Apostle Paul says he loves it when somebody gives joyfully, because that's more a reflection of him. That's how God gives to us. God graciously gives us all things to enjoy. In love, God gave his only son that we might be saved. God does not give begrudgingly or angrily. He gives to us joyfully as a good father. And in shaping us into the image of Christ, he loves it when he looks into our hearts and when we give, and we give joyfully. So God cares. The point I said on Sunday is God cares about our attitudes and affections, not just our actions. Yes, we are called to obedience, but we're called in every area of life, but called to joyful obedience because of the way that God has loved us. And in this case, giving joyfully because we know that God has first given joyfully to us. Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you to take some time to reflect and to pray. Father, would you help all of us, God, as we think about our time, our talents, and our treasure. Lord, we are called to steward those things well and to give of ourselves, give of our time, our talents, and our treasure sacrificially and generously. But God, help us to do that with the right heart. Help us to do it joyfully as a reflection, God, of your love for us and the way that you have given to us. We want to become more like Christ and not simply go through the motions, but to do it with a right heart attitude. Father, we love you. We praise you and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray.